Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game that just completed at Rogers Arena in Vancouver in front of a crowd of 18,791 fans. Final score, the Vancouver Canucks 4, the San Jose Sharks 3, and here is how it happened. In the first period, the Sharks came out with a lot of energy. They outshot the Canucks 10-6, and they would eventually get the first goal of the game from William Eklund on a 5-on-3 power play opportunity. But before that, Eklund really got throttled by veteran defenseman Tyler Myers, who was 6'8", and really outweighing Eklund. Eklund shook that off and came in. And after the Sharks took the 5-on-3 power play opportunity with penalties on Soucy for holding at 10:30 and Forbert for tripping at 11:11, two defensemen in the penalty box, and it was an opportunity for Eklund to put the Sharks in front. Off the faceoff, Sharks have the 5-on-3 advantage. Celebrini and Eklund play catch with it. Down to the right circle. Now it's Granlund getting it back from Eklund. Now to Celebrini. Holds it. Down low to Foley. Back to Celebrini. Shoots one. High and wide. Rebound. Eklund gets it first. Near side feed back to Granlund. He holds the puck. Gives it back. Eklund shoots. Score! William Eklund gets the power play goal. 5-on-3. Take that, Vancouver. After Eklund got manhandled twice, he gets the goal, and the Sharks are up 1-0 and still have the man advantage. That's right, he did get manhandled twice, once by Myers, which I already mentioned, but the other time when he was tripped up by Forbert, which certainly was not appreciated by anybody here in Vancouver. But Eklund picks up his 7th goal of the season, assisted by Mikhail Granlund and Macklin Celebrini. How about Granlund against Vancouver? Last 6 games against the Canucks, he has 3 goals and 4 assists for 7 points, including that helper right there. And Macklin Celebrini back in his hometown, his first of 2 points on the game. But Vancouver would come back and tie the contest 1-1, and it was a great play by a great player, Quinn Hughes, that got it in front of the net to Brock Besser. 5:55 to go in the first. Here's Besser carrying it across the San Jose line. The flip to Quinn Hughes, throws it in front, the shot! Did it go in? Yes, it did. He scored. Brock Besser in front of an net with Quinn Hughes working hard. And it looks like Besser's going to get credit for that in the final analysis, as Askarov got a piece of it, but he couldn't quite hang on to it. And so it was banked in. And it's 1-1 just as quickly as that. That's an even strength goal at 14:10 of this first period of play. And again, that was quite a goal by Brock Besser, his 11th of the season, from Quinn Hughes, and also Desharnais, Vincent Desharnais, assisting on that, and it was all even after one period of action. The second period belonged to Vancouver. They outshot the Sharks 14-7, and when San Jose started to get into penalty trouble, no scoring until the 16:42 mark, but in a 2-minute span with a little bit extra seconds, there were 3 goals scored by the Canucks. A couple of things did occur. About 9.5 into the period, Danton Heinen instigated an altercation for Ty Dellandrea, who drilled his man back behind the net, and it was maybe a little bit late there on Teddy Bluger, and so Heinen took exception to it. It was the first ever fight in the career of Danton Heinen, and it's the most penalty minutes he's ever had in a single game or period, but Dellandrea got 2 for interference and 5 for fighting, and Danton Heinen ended up with instigation, 2 minutes for instigation, 5 minutes for fighting, and an obligatory 10-minute misconduct. Barkley Goodrow had already stepped up to Tyler Myers with a fight in the first period, and so a couple of big bouts between the Sharks and the Canucks. But Vancouver would get on the board. This is probably their best goal of the night in so many respects, because Kiefer Sherwood, all of a sudden red hot, ended up breaking down the wing, and he beat goaltender Yaroslav Askarov pretty cleanly to put the Canucks in front. Barkley in his 300th NHL game in a Sharks uniform today. Lost the puck this time. Here's Sherwood moving in. Score! So Goodrow loses the puck at center ice on a good check by Vancouver. The pass comes to the right wing side, and keeper Sherwood, who's been scoring a lot of goals lately for the Canucks, picks up his 12th of the year to put Vancouver in front 2-1 with a hard wrist shot that gets by Askarov at 16:42 of this second period. Goal number 12 on the season for Kiefer Sherwood, assisted by Teddy Bluger and Nils Höglander, and the Canucks were in front eventually to stay. At 17:08, just a few seconds after Sherwood scored the goal, it would be Elias Pettersson's opportunity to put the Canucks in front by the score of 3-1. Celebrini across the line had Smith there, but a good step up by Garland. 3-on-2 developing for Vancouver. Across the line, DeBrusk throws to the net. Kick save made. Rebound. Score! Elias Pettersson getting the rebound. No chance for Askarov on the play. And so, it is a 3-1 Vancouver lead with 2:52 to go. Pettersson with no points in his previous six games, only one goal in his previous 12. Coming up huge for Vancouver. This is his ninth of the season, and the Canucks lead by two goals. That made the score 3-1 Vancouver. The San Jose Sharks would challenge this because they thought that Connor Garland was interfering with Askarov on the play inside the blue paint, but here was the call.
After reviewing the play, there is no goaltender interference. We have a goal.
So the Sharks had to be assessed a two-minute minor for a delay of game because of an unsuccessful coach's challenge, although there are a lot of arguments to say that it should have been a successful one. Shortly after that power play started with the bench minor called against San Jose, Mario Ferraro took a two-minute hooking penalty at 17:20, so that's 12 seconds after the first call. That gave the Canucks a 5-on-3 power play opportunity, and it would be Pettersson that would score on that 5-on-3 man advantage to make it 4-1 Vancouver. Here's Miller getting it, throwing it down low. There's Besser, walks in front. Quick shot by Garland, right on, save made. Rebound bounces near boards. That was a good save by Askarov. Here's Miller trying to throw it to Pettersson, broken up by Goodrow, but Pettersson recovers, moves into the right circle, holds it, shoots, score! Elias Pettersson has a lethal shot. And he hadn't scored a point in his previous six games, and he was minus five with only one goal in his previous 12. But now he's got two goals in the second period. This one, a 5-on-3 power play goal. It is now 4-1 Vancouver at 17:52 of the second. That was just a laser shot. No chance for Askarov there. No chance whatsoever. Pettersson's second goal of the game, 10th of the season from Miller and Hughes. Hughes' second assist of the game at 17:52. That was the 5-on-3 power play. And that turned out to be the game winner as the Canucks took a 4-1 lead into the second period dressing room. Interesting note that Pettersson would come on the ice for one shift in the third period and then would not play for the rest of the game. So any chance for a hat trick went by the boards because of that. The Sharks would fight back and make a game out of it. At 4:21 of the third period, Cody Ceci would get the puck on his stick, and he would finish it off. The Sharks will get the draw back. Zetterlund holds it, slides to Ceci, walks to the circle, blasts one, saves, score! Cody Ceci rocketing that one to the net, and getting a piece of it was Demko, but it trickled through, and the Sharks are back in this game. The score is Vancouver 4, and now the Sharks 2. Time of that, 4:21 of the third. CC's second goal of the season from Fabian Zetterlund. Zetterlund played in his 200th NHL game tonight, and he picked up his 99th career point with that assist. Then it came down to the final minutes, but Vancouver held off the Sharks just enough until the Sharks basically were out of time. They were in the final minute of the third, and they pulled their goaltender with about 2.5 minutes actually left in the third period. Askarov was on the bench. A couple of chances toward the empty net. Nothing much there. But it came down to 5 seconds plus remaining in the game, and Luke Cunnan made the score respectable. Celebrini through center, across the line, stick handling, going into the corner, shooting it, save made. There's a rebound in front, and Cunnan shoots to hit escape. Toffoli dishes off. Celebrini the drive save. Rebound, score! Luke Cunnan with 4.7 seconds left makes it a one-goal game. But are the Sharks out of time? We'll find out. The score is Vancouver 4, the Sharks 3, as Luke Cunnan gets credit for the goal that is goal number 10 on the season. 10th goal for Luke Cunnan, and as it turned out, the Sharks were out of time. That was their 10th extra attacker goal this season, which extends the team's record with the most extra skater goals they've ever scored in one campaign. Time of this 1955, Cunnan's 10th from Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. Fabian Zetterlund was involved in that, did not get an assist, otherwise it would have been 100 points for him. It doesn't really matter. Celebrini with two assists in his hometown, and Tyler Toffoli, who is entering the game, the 6th highest score in the NHL against Vancouver since the 1920 season, picked up that assist and ended up with 1 point against a team that he used to play for. But it came down to the time clock, and the Sharks just didn't have enough left on the clock after that goal. The final 5 seconds ticked off, and the Vancouver Canucks win it by the score of 4-3. The Sharks are now winless in their last 5 games. They're 0-4-1 in that span. Their last 9 games, they are 1-7-1. And their last 6 road games, San Jose is 1-4-1. It doesn't get much better in the series against Vancouver. San Jose lost a 3-2 game earlier this season at home against the Canucks, so they're 0-2 against Vancouver this year. Their last 9 games in Vancouver, they're 1-8, and their last 15 games against the Canucks in the Lifetime Series, they are now 1-11-3. So the Canucks definitely have had the better of the Sharks in regular season play these last several years. San Jose falling back to 11-20-6. They have 28 points. While the Canucks win a very important game from their perspective in that wild card race, they're now 17-10-7, 41 points. And how about Thatcher Demko, the winning goaltender? In his 12th game against the Sharks, he is a perfect 12-0. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.